traveling this weekend? Here's what to know about Hurricane Dorian. By Josiah Bates. Airlines and cruise companies are taking precautions as Hurricane Dorian approaches the southeastern United States, where it's expected to hit as a major hurricane. Hurricane Dorian is expected to become a Category 4 storm before hitting Florida or Georgia Sunday night into Monday morning, according to the latest forecast from the National Hurricane Service. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency on Wednesday. Orlando International Airport is preparing for the hurricane, but as of Thursday, only two flights from Puerto Rico have been canceled because of the storm, according to a statement sent to Time. Port Canaveral in Orlando has been set to condition whiskey, which means that gale force winds are expected to arrive within 72 hours, according to a statement on the Port Canaveral website. Officials there are anticipating limited operations when the storm hits. The Kennedy Space Center is also preparing for the storm to hit and is taking necessary precautions, according to a statement sent to Time. Preparations at Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex are well underway in anticipation of Hurricane Dorian. We have strong protocols and plans in place to ensure the integrity of our artifacts and the safety of our associates, the statement says. Here's how Hurricane Dorian will affect you if you're planning on traveling to or from the affected areas. American Airlines. American Airlines hasn't yet canceled any flights because of Hurricane Dorian. However, it has issued a travel alert for 15 airports in the Caribbean, meaning customers can rebook their flights without a change fee. People traveling to, from, and through 13 cities in Florida, including Orlando, Miami, Fort Myers, and West Palm Beach, who bought their tickets by August 29th and are traveling between August 30th and September 3rd, are also eligible for their change fee to be waived. That's also the case for people traveling to, through, and from parts of the Bahamas, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and other parts of the Caribbean. Delta Airlines. Delta passengers who are flying to, through, or from 8 cities in Florida and 2 in Georgia and traveling between September 1st and September 4th are eligible to have their change fee waived, the airline says. More details can be found on the Delta website. Delta doesn't expect Hurricane Dorian to affect any of its flights scheduled for Thursday or Friday. Passengers can check for updates on the Delta News Hub Twitter account. United Airlines. United passengers can have their flight change fee waived for flights to, from, and through parts of Florida and the Bahamas. The original travel dates must be between August 29th and September 4th. More information can be found on United's travel advisory. In a statement sent to Time, United said that it's watching Hurricane Dorian for developments and have no flight cancellations to announce at this time. We are closely monitoring the weather situation and encourage our customers to visit United.com or our app for the latest updates and developments, Rachel Rivas, a spokesperson for United, said in an email. Southwest Airlines. Southwest has issued a travel advisory from August 26th to September 4th involving flights in Florida, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. Southwest has canceled 18 flights so far, all of which were either set for Wednesday or Thursday. Southwest doesn't charge change fees, and it's providing waivers for fare differences for a variety of flights that are expected to be affected by Hurricane Dorian. JetBlue. JetBlue has a travel advisory for the hurricane and is waiving change fees, cancellation fees, and fare differences for customers traveling to, through, and from parts of the Bahamas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and St. Thomas. More information is available at JetBlue's website. JetBlue customers can rebook their flights through September 7th. Walt Disney Cruise Line. The Walt Disney Cruise Line doesn't expect Hurricane Dorian to have a significant impact on its voyages over the weekend. The vessel Disney Dream, which is departing from Port Canaveral on Friday, August 30th, may need to change its itinerary and not return on its scheduled date of September 2nd, but the company says it's still monitoring the weather forecast before making a final decision. Guests who don't want to travel on August 30th can change their departure date without a change fee and have until October 31st to choose a new sail date, the company says. In a statement sent to Time, Walt Disney Cruise Line said it encourages guests to monitor DisneyCruise.com for updates. We continue to closely monitor the path and progress of Hurricane Dorian to ensure our guests enjoy safe and comfortable cruises and to make certain our ships steer clear of the storm, the statement said. The safety of our guests and crew is always our foremost concern. Carnival Cruise Line. Carnival has made some itinerary modifications to avoid Hurricane Dorian's projected path. Details on those changes can be found at the Carnival website. As of Thursday, Carnival has not canceled any departures. We are in communication with our guests and travel agent partners on all changes and updating our website and social channels with information, Carnival said in a statement sent to Time. Disney World and Universal Studios, Florida. In a statement sent to Time, Universal Studios in Florida said they are closely monitoring the weather. At this time, our park operations and hours are continuing as normal. We have plans and procedures for serious weather that are time-proven, and we will continue to make operating decisions as we learn more, the statement said. Representatives from Disney World didn't immediately return Time's request for more information about their plans for Hurricane Dorian. We'll update this story with any response. At Disney World, it's the opening weekend for Galaxy's Edge, the park's new Star Wars-themed area.